There's not much truth out there. I can't be sure what I read is true. I can't be sure what I'm told is the truth. What I see with my eyes may not even be true. Even though I've been aware of it occurring for most of my adult life, there is now a heightened awareness of false news being broadcast. Lying is commonplace in our society and is expected in the field of politics. Not many people are living their own truth. Most live quiet lives of desperation. Fear drives humans. So where can I find the truth? I have found there's only one place to go, within. For me, what this looks like is peace and joy. When I'm not in my truth, I know it. My mind used to circle around things again and again, especially when my head would hit the pillow. My mind would try to go over scenarios that could happen, false fears parading around in my mind like they were the truth. I knew they weren't the truth because of how they made me feel and what they produced, more of the same, fear. Fear begets fear, and fear is a liar. Truth. I am worthy. I am enough. I am acceptable. There is no power in fear and lies. When I first came into all of this transformational knowledge, I remember my fears kicking in about stepping into my real self. I thought, what if I'm just an egomaniac and choosing myself, loving myself, is just an arrogant act? That's probably how Hitler got started. But there is no fear of someone becoming a Hitler or worse when they step into their truth. Because if their truth is based out of fear, it is not truth and will have no power. If it is based out of love, there will be great power to achieve their passion and purpose. But now I see the truth, which is that those thoughts were based out of fear. And the way to know that what I have is real is how I feel, complete peace, joy, and love, and how I now see it, worthiness, in others. It has become my life's passion to show others how to see it in themselves. Because the truth is, we are all worthy, we are all acceptable, and we are all enough. And when we see that in ourselves, we can then show others. What a life of deep joy, showing others their true self and giving them permission to embrace that and step into it. Some might say, well, then what about Hitler? His truth was based in fear, but look at what power he had. But he did not have power. He had control. This is what you see in today's love relationships, based on fear of losing the other by inability to control them. A power struggle ensues, which is defined by pain and hurt and suffering. When you love unconditionally, you are not in control and you know it. You love anyway because it is who you are, and you know you cannot be hurt anymore because love isn't about control. It's about who you are when all your ego is stripped away. Love. You don't control anything. You transmute. You transmute the pain in others through that uncontrollable love. And that, dear readers, is the most powerful force in the universe. I know someday these words won't be a part of the human vocabulary. Guilt, shame, punishment, unworthy, deserving. And the true meaning of love will be shown and will not be feared anymore. What passes for love now isn't love, it's control. But when you love without conditions, you are truly free. Free from what you may say. Free from guilt, shame, unworthiness, and all of those thugs. Free from the bondage of others' opinions. Free from judging. Free from the worst bully of all, my own mind. For I was my worst enemy, harder on myself than anyone. Free to now spend all that time I used to spend in fear and worry and scenarios. So much time, I hate to admit that. On my passions, free indeed.